As we've been making our way through the books of Kings and Chronicles on this wisdom journey, we've encountered many kings who didn't walk with God. In the midst of the darkness and apostasy, the Lord raised up a godly king in Judah. Hezekiah's reforms turned the nation back to the true worship of the Lord, and they inform us of the way to revitalize our walk with God. Stephen Davey has a lesson for you today from 2 Kings 18 called Characteristics of Genuine Revival.
The record of Scripture has informed us that the northern kingdom of Israel has now fallen to the Assyrian Empire. And it's all because of their evil practices, their defiance against God. And frankly, it looks like the southern kingdom of Judah is heading in the same direction. Somewhat unexpectedly, God graciously brings to the throne of Judah a godly king. Even though his father Ahaz was wicked, this young king, Hezekiah, is going to walk with God. In fact, he becomes one of the godliest rulers the kingdom of Judah has ever had. Now, chapter 18 of the book of 2 Kings begins a rather lengthy and detailed account of Hezekiah's reign. Now, I want to point out that the chronology is a little difficult here. It appears that Ahaz was still king of Judah when Israel fell. So you need to understand that Hezekiah was reigning for some time as co-regent with his father. Once his father Ahaz dies, some rather dramatic changes are going to take place now under the reign of Hezekiah. Now listen to this impressive description of King Hezekiah given to us here in verse 3. And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He removed the high places and broke the pillars and cut down the Asherah. Verse 4 tells us he broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made, for until those days the people of Israel had made offerings to it. Did you notice that? That bronze serpent that had been set up on a pole 700 years earlier had become an idol. The people had turned it into some sort of superstitious, mystical image. Well, Hezekiah gets rid of it. Verse 5 says of Hezekiah, he trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that there was none like him among the kings of Judah after him, nor among those who were before him. And in verse 7 we read, the Lord was with him. Wherever he went out, he prospered. That's quite an impressive resume here in the book of 2 Kings. Now, over in the parallel account of 2 Chronicles, which we're combining in our study as we work our way through the books of Kings and Chronicles, we're given an expanded account of Hezekiah's reign. 2 Chronicles chapter 29 is the first now of three chapters actually devoted to Hezekiah's reforms here in Judah following the wicked reign of his father, King Ahaz. In fact, chapters 29 through 31 give us several characteristics of what I want to call genuine revival. And the first characteristic is this: true revival begins with righteous leadership. Let me tell you, beloved, throughout history, spiritual awakening is the work of the Holy Spirit, but he always uses some key godly people. Hezekiah has a heart for God, and we see this in one of the first things he does after his father's death. Now here in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3, we read this. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. He also calls on the Levites to consecrate themselves in preparation for serving the Lord now according to God's law. And this is going to bring up another characteristic of true revival. It begins with consecrated leadership. And secondly here, it leads to a renewal of worship. You see, Hezekiah understands that the people have abandoned God's prescribed temple worship. So he says here in verse 6, our fathers have forsaken him, that is the Lord, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord and turn their backs. They also shut the doors of the vestibule and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense or offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord came on Judah and Jerusalem. So now, with the help of the Levites, Hezekiah restores the temple. He cleans out all the dirt, all the trash, as well as all the idols. Ahaz had placed those idols in there, and now that it's all cleaned out, sacrifices are offered again. Verse 35 tells us that the long-neglected service of the house of the Lord was restored. Well, now this sets the stage for another characteristic of genuine revival in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, and that's a return to obedience. Now, people can't turn back to the Lord in obedience without becoming aware of His commands and desires. And one of God's desires and commands is this annual celebration of Passover. So Hezekiah wants to reinstate the Passover festival that's been long neglected. But you got a logistical problem here. Passover is to be observed in the first month, but the priests don't have time to get properly consecrated. So rather than wait an entire year, verse 2 tells us here, the king and his princes and all the assembly in Jerusalem had taken counsel to keep the Passover in the second month. So you have the king sending out messengers throughout Judah, calling the people to come to Jerusalem for the Passover. They even go out into the regions of Israel to the remnant of people left there after the Assyrian conquest of the land. Listen to Hezekiah's invitation to all of them here in verse 6. Return to the Lord. Do not be like your fathers and your brothers who were faithless to the Lord God of their fathers, so that He made them a desolation, as you can see. Well, I'm glad to tell you that the people of Judah responded to His invitation, but I'm disappointed to have to tell you that only a few from Israel come to the city of Jerusalem. In fact, many of them laugh at Hezekiah's messengers and mock them. Nonetheless, Jerusalem is soon filled with songs of celebration. We're told here in verse 26, there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem. You know what's happening? There's this great revival taking place in the land, and that always brings God's people fulfillment and joy. It also brings even more obedience. Now, as we come to chapter 31, we find this fourth characteristic of genuine revival, and it's the complete removal of idols. The worshipers leave Jerusalem after this festival. They go back into the land and they begin to dismantle all the remnants of idolatry throughout the land. Even the few people who came from Israel return home and tear down the pagan altars in their land. This is a good lesson, by the way, for us today. If you follow the Lord with your whole heart, you're going to get rid of anything that can pull you back down into disobedience. This would be, you know, what you could call burning your bridges behind you. You're getting rid of whatever it is that will lure you back into a life of sin. See, when you find yourself faltering in your work, recommit yourself to intentional, focused, biblical worship and recommit to obeying God's word, whether you feel like it or not. Make sure you get rid of those idols. As someone once said, our hearts are factories that so easily, so quickly produce idols. So let's stay alert to anything that takes our attention, distracts us from our love for Christ and His Word. And when we do, well, we're in the process then of experiencing another personal, genuine moment of revival. And we want to live that way. Let's live that way today. Well, until our next study together, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Today's lesson was called Characteristics of Genuine Revival here on the Wisdom Journey. Stephen Davey is taking us through God's Word, all 66 books in 3 years. If you'd like to go further in your journey through God's Word, I encourage you to join the crew. When you do, you help make it possible for us to produce these lessons, and we thank members of the crew by sending them the study guide. Use the link in the show notes to learn more. Then join us next time as we continue along this wisdom journey.